I'm trying to do a pod. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a podcast for tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do your, you still have a brand new show to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, guess what?
What?
One of the kids, two kids drafted high in the draft this year. One of them, Jake Sanderson, first round. Guess what his hometown is?
I don't know.
Arcadia, California.
Really?
Arcadia, California. And
yeah,
guess,
I keep track of him.
How about that? And guess who another kid's from? His name is Brendan Brisson. His family's from Canada, but guess where he was born and raised?
Oxnard.
Manhattan Beach, California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but this kid, Jake Sanderson, fucking Arcadia. And I'm like, you're kidding me. What kind of a path do these kids have to travel to be professional hockey players? I know that youth hockey's getting bigger and bigger and it's more spread out, but mm-hmm. little Arcadia, where does a kid go to skate in that town, you know?
You know, in this town, and I don't know if it's the same or not elsewhere.
They got rinks.
This town, the little kids start out with roller hockey and love it.
Okay, interesting. But I think you got to put them up on skates at some point pretty early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually there's one big skating rink over by my bank.
Yeah.
And that's where everybody goes to skate. But there's only one place. So if you want to learn the basics of hockey, you know, they do roller to begin with.
One of the guys on the NHL team, I think he was on the Dallas. No, he was on Tampa Bay Lightning. Comes from Plano, Texas. Plano fucking Texas. Get a load of that. He was one of the starting players for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Wow.
That tells me that hockey's really getting big everywhere. But the fact that this kid, Jake Sanderson, is from Arcadia blew me away. Wait, I got to tell Don that one.
That is amazing. I know. That's very cool.
All right. Love you, baby.
All right, baby.
I love you.
I love you, honey. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow, I mean.
Thanks, baby.
All right, sweetie.
All right, sweetie. Talk to you then.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye, doll.
Bye-bye. Right, bye, baby.
How about that, man? Arcadia. If it ain't Jake Sanderson, it's one of them. I don't know which one it is, but 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4.
Well, you know, Phil, it's very interesting, but I think it's interesting from the standpoint that Arcadia, California has great hockey players, but you can't try to tell me, what are you trying to tell me? You're trying to tell me that the hockey players are good? Bullshit. And
want to watch your language?
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I thought I was allowed to say fuck.
Testing 1-2-3-4. So what's the story with Kellyanne Conway? Her fucking daughter? Jesus H. Christ, I took that down. I had that posted and I took it down. I don't care, politics, whatever, but it made me uncomfortable. This was an underage, it's a minor, talking to her mother. It just gave me the creeps. I posted it on Twitter and I posted it on Facebook and I said, no, fuck that, man.
Phil, I can tell you that Jake Sanderson comes from Arcadia. How about that, huh? Now, I don't know what they think they're going to do.
Now, who's this kid? Now, they got all these... Boy, his mom's a piece of... I mean, his mother's very... She looks very happy. Lucas Raymond from Gothenburg, Sweden. Was that him? Number six. Drafted numbers... first round, fourth pick by the Red Wings. Let me see where this Jake Sanderson kid's from, but I'm pretty sure it's Arcadia. One of them's from Arcadia. Jake Sanderson. Mark Maron is inviting us to grieve with him. Mark, what is going on with you, man? Oh, my God. Poor guy. Sips smoothies and shares what he's having for lunch. He answers viewers' questions as they pop up in his feed. Good Lord. Oh, Buster. I guess people who don't have cats don't get it about cats, but... No, man, that's a different dude. All right, well, fuck it. It's okay. Well,
I can tell you something, Phil. You know, this is going to be really interesting. Who gets the COVID?
Mother... I had to go back over and itch my back on the wall. It was itching like a motherfucker. Lucas Raymond. How's this guy from Sweden? How do you get a name like Lucas Raymond and be from Sweden, huh? Huh?
This guy, his name is Lucas Raymond, but the question that I then have is, how can he be from Sweden? Because most of the names of the hockey players that come from Sweden are generally Bob Kleinbing. It's very suspicious to me for them to say that he comes from Sweden. I've tested positive for COVID. Phil, I want to let your audience know that I've tested positive for COVID.
Good God, David.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened, but I'm going to be sheltering in place.
David, what do you have any idea where you got it?
I don't, but I think I got it from Henry. I think I got it from you, Phil. Not from you.
You couldn't have got it from me.
Well, all right, hold on for a minute. I think I got it in your general vicinity. I came back from Ventura feeling punk. I felt kind of...
David, were you in Phil's home?
No, but I was sitting with Phil at an open-air cafe, and we were breathing the same space.
You and I... No, wait a minute. When you came to Ventura, we sat and we had masks on.
Yeah, we had masks on, but then we took them off to eat. You remember?
Yes.
Okay. I believe it was in that time. And the thing I want to say to you, Phil, is, you know, you can be judgmental about COVID, but you never know. And now I got it. I got it, and...
Well, David, I mean, have you got... are you under a doctor's care?
I've called a doctor, but, there's nothing they can do for you. There's nothing else they can do for you, so...
David, we wish you the very best.
Oh, well, thanks a lot for that. Wow.
Well, what do you... I mean, I'm... Look...
Phil, I would think that you would do something for me, man. Have you got any money, any money or anything?
Do I have any money?
I'm kidding. I don't have COVID.
Then why the fuck did you say that?
Oh, my God. Aha! I got you. You just said F.
David, that is... You know, you've done that before, you idiot.
Yeah, why would you do that, Mr. Hall?
Who called me an idiot?
I called you an idiot. A complete blithering fool.
Oh, my God. We did this before, Phil.
Yeah, and I didn't like it then. One time you said you'd been raped in a parking garage. Oh, what a dick, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have a new newsletter is coming out, and we've got a bitchin' fucking promotion that we're going to be telling you about coming very, very shortly on They Got Here First Day, okay?
That is exactly right, Phil. We are trying. Hi, Phil. This is going to be They Got Here First, and Indigenous Peoples Day is another way of saying they got here before we did.
Who is this? Askarov. This is the Swedish Hockey League. Yaroslav Askarov, he is the NHL Online presented by EA Sports. He's the first round, 11th pick of who? He's a goalie. They need some goalies, man. Goalies are always good. He's from St. Petersburg, Russia. 2.45 goals against. He had 12-3-3 starting in goal, 920 percentage save rate. Pretty good. 2.45 goals against. Why is that a good average, though? That sounds pretty shitty for a fucking goalie, isn't it? I don't know what I'm talking about. What do I know? How would I fucking know? Highest drafted goaltender since 2005 was Carey Price, 5th, 11th, Jack Campbell. I haven't heard of any of these guys. Uh-oh, that ain't a good thing. 2006 was Semyon Varlamov. Huh? What? Russian goaltender selected. Another fucking Russian goaltender. Well, they got a Rusky goaltender on Tampa Bay, don't they? Velasarov, whatever the fuck that guy's name is.
You know, you ought to have some respect for the Russians, fella. Just pronounce their fucking names right, okay?
Sorry, I'm not...
The guy's name is... What is it, Vaseline a lot? That's not Vaseline.
Vaseline, yeah. The lot of respect you have.
Nice going, Hall.
I got it wrong. It's,
What is his name?
It looks like Vaselinarov.
David Hall. And then we have... Well, Phil, I can tell you right now...
Hi, Phil. This is really important for us. What was
fucking Dean Wheeler going to talk about?
Hi, Phil. It's Indigenous Peoples Day, but you know, and it's a lot more fun. They got here first. They got here first, and they got here before anyone. You can call it Indigenous Peoples Day, but I don't think it really tells the story, you know, Phil. So I think what we want to do is,
All right, now debating you is Larry Grover. Larry?
Phil, first of all, how are you, Dean?
I'm good.
Yeah, first of all, I think that, first of all, Phil, I think I'm doing great, Larry. All right, first of all, I'd like to say, Phil, that, Indigenous peoples, they got here first is true. They did get here first. So what? I think keeping it Columbus Day, I like to keep it Indigenous Peoples Day.
Well, I don't think that sounds as good, you know.
Oh, you don't think, why don't you think that sounds good?
Because I think that,
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Larry Grover.
Larry and Dean are talking on Indigenous Peoples Day, and David Hall is talking about... Now, when is fucking Veterans... When's Columbus Day? I know what it is. It's the 11th, right? No, 12th. Indigenous Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. On the 12th, Monday is the day, okay? What's today, Tuesday? Yeah. 54. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, man. I'll be right back, man. Hold on, man. Hold on, baby. Should I put some music up here? I'll be right back. All right, fuck it. Man, oh, fucking man. All right, here we go, baby. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, baby. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. That sucks.